Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. 2 minutes of wisdom to help you pause, reflect, and move forward. They say knowledge is power, huh? Well, that's what I grew up believing. So in school, I wanted to learn everything that the teacher can offer us. So when I got my books, even the chapters that our teacher never touched, I would go read those chapters, go to the back of the book, and try to figure that out because I thought that was my way of getting a head start on the next year. So I wouldn't be blindsided by anything. And I think I was seeking that because growing up, I felt like it was a lot of things happening that was outside of my control. And that was the one thing that I craved, some form of control because I wanted that security. Well, later in life, I took that same approach with jobs and also in my personal life. So in jobs, I would always choose the jobs that I know paid what I needed them to pay. And I wanted to learn everything about that job so I wouldn't feel expendable. Well, that was until God stepped in to show me that I'm in control of nothing. I have to trust him. Found myself laying in a hospital bed, forced to make some decisions and change everything that I thought was giving me the control that I yearned for. Well, at that point, I had to end up going to take another job that was probably one of the hardest jobs that I ever had to take because I felt like the work was stuff that I had done years ago. I already mastered that. Why would I have to go backwards? I didn't realize God was showing me how to be humble. And later in life, I realized I don't need to know anything but God. Me thinking that I can figure it all out on my own and develop some form of control would put me in a space to where I felt like I can do this by myself and I don't need God. Well, that's not how it works. So God humbled me. So if you want to be better than me and not have to run through that same obstacle, I suggest that you be humble or be humbled.